Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all jamming right here live on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. And we have an artist all the way from Texas that's calling into the radio show today. And we're going to interview him. And like y'all know, I always do. I don't introduce the artists. I let them introduce themselves. So we're going to get them on the line here. What's up, man? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How your day going, man?
It's going good.
You down there in Texas, man? Have you had a chance to attend that South by Southwest yet?
I haven't got to attend South by Southwest. I went last year, but not this year.
Okay, taking a break.
yeah, a little bit.
I know that could be a monster down there, man.
Yeah, busy every day.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, man, my name is Tevin Battleman. I just spread my life through the music. That's all, pretty much, man. I'm just out here enjoying life, learning as I go.
Cool. That's what's up. And now you have an album that's coming out, or has it already been released?
It hasn't been released. I plan on releasing it probably within the next week or so. So okay. I'm looking to finish the mastering and everything this weekend, so.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your album and the name.
Well, it's called it's titled The Domestic Traffic, and man, it just correlates with life. You know how sometimes in life you make the wrong turns, and sometimes you get a little bumps in the road, sometimes you get a flat tire, you know, just a little figure of speech and
right.
Just I'm really having fun on it, man. It's just a project that I'm having fun and just telling my life and just coming from all angles with it.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So you kind of base it on like life experiences, the album.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta check that out, man, because I like music that that I can kind of relate to. You know, I might have went through something you went through. You know.
Now you
had a aunt that passed at a young age, and I read that about you. And so, was she like your mom?
Yeah, she was something like my mom. We were just really, really close. And, you know, she taught me a lot of stuff at a really young age, and it was just tough on me. And it took me a while to get through that, and I didn't realize that until you look back. But yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, because you said you were, I think it was 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, at that age, anybody that young, you that young and anybody pass away, that's kind of hard altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And then you also had a friend, you want to talk about him, or is it touching, or,
one of my friends passed away, like a year or so ago, and, it was tough because, he was just a real, just outgoing person. That smile all the time. You never see him angry. He just one of those, always got a lot of energy. You know, he always bring a lot of energy and always keep you up. And so, he was just one of those good people, man. It was just, it wake you up and just start to appreciate life more when those type of people go.
Right. You say he was a friend, and he was a classmate also, right?
Yeah, he was one of my friends and my classmates, so, it was even more hard because I've seen him, during the summer and during school, and we had classes together, so it was just tougher,
Right. So do you have any, songs on the mixtape, or is this an album or a mixtape? I don't ever want to get it.
It's a mixtape, but I mean, shoot, it's almost a concept. So I mean, you
right.
call it an album, whatever.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna ask you: you have any songs on there, like, you know, dedicated to him, or like some of y'all? Did
I got this song. It's called "Last One's Left." It's a lot of energy in it. It's not like really, you know, sad like you would think. You know,
right.
like people would think. But I just kind of like appreciating the moment, like appreciating like for what it is. And it's called "Last One Left," and you know, it's just a lot of energy into it. It's a pretty hype song, and
right.
just you know, just bringing that energy that everybody look for, and just it's just an appreciation of the song. It's just a little different angle on approach.
Okay. did his death kind of inspire you to, you know, I know sometimes that happens, you know, it makes you work harder and like, you know, I got to do this, you know.
Well, yeah, because he was a big supporter of mine, so I know he would want me to keep going, and it was just one of those wake-up calls for like me, and then like, man, I just got to keep going, because I mean, I'm 23, you know, like, I'm really young, I still have a lot of time to go, hopefully, and, I mean, like, we haven't even really done anything in life yet,
right.
So we haven't seen like everything yet.
Right,
so
just starting.
So I mean, I just learned from that situation.
Okay, and you said the song's "Last One Left."
Yeah.
So I got to make sure I check that one out when the album/mixtape come out. I'm gonna put it like that.
Yeah.
So then, you have any shows or anything coming up, a tour to, you know, help kind of help you promote the mixtape? Got that set up yet?
I don't have that set up yet, but after, hopefully, you know, they catch the wave like I'm hoping for, and we go after that, and there's just two shows everywhere and anywhere, you know, that'll shoot where I can get on, so we can just spread the music. I think it's a project that'll hit anybody from like maybe all ages, I feel.
Okay.
You know,
right.
That's just what I'm hoping for. Okay. The success behind it.
Who are some of the artists that inspired you to, you know, even start hip hop?
I would say, you know, growing up, I listened to a lot of 50 Cent, especially when he came out. I mean, I listened to that like all the time. When they get rich or die trying, I listened to Jay a lot. I listened to a lot of some of my pops listen to. And my mom too. She listened to a lot of Tupac when I was younger, and then like you don't see that. Like when I started to realize like that's they don't listen to the stuff they relate to, like real music, like people who are talking about something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the artists that really just kind of made it easier for me was Kanye, because he don't rap about, you know, like selling this and shooting this person and that,
right.
You know, which I might, you know, he might have seen that and been around that, which I have, but he doesn't do it. So you can't rap about something you don't do, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Now they, you know, everybody, they ain't doing it, but they rapping about it. You know, some you know, they kind of, you know, letting them get away with, you know, back then you couldn't get away with that. You know, now you can get away with it.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit, but I'm from back to the back then. I'm you know, when Jay was coming up and all of them was coming up.
So who are some of the artists that you think, like mainstream artists out now? I mean, they don't even have to be mainstream. It could be somebody, you know, that you know in your area or anything like that that you think are influential now.
Influential. I think J. Cole is influential.
Okay.
Like, you know, on the culture. Because I think, you know, artists are trying to help people, you know.
Right.
Like Kendrick Lamar is very influential, and Big Crit is very influential, mm-hmm. you know. Like, so I like guys like that, like who really have a lot of substance in their music, and they influence the culture.
Right. You know, you play that kind of stuff in the car right now. They want you to turn it off.
Really? Really, really.
Can
see that?
Change that?
And that's sad. That's sad because I was talking to my friend the other day about, you know, how like, man, if J. Cole would have rapped when Pac was rapping, like,
right.
you know how big Cole would be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
But
I'd be surprised that artists like him, you know, really even get on, you know, because
yeah.
that's not what's going right now, you know.
Right. Sadly.
Thank you. I'm glad you added that. Sadly. So, do you think anything in the music industry needs to change, like now? Like so, this needs to happen right now.
Right now, I just think there needs to be more artists like those artists I mentioned just now. Like, you know, and artists, I think there should be more promotion for underground artists coming up. Not even just me, because there's a lot of dope people out there who's talking about something and they're not given an opportunity. And I'm not saying that from an opportunist perspective. I'm saying, like, just because they're working, you know, like they want it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it's just, it's no outlet for them. They can do whatever they can. They could be the hottest local thing popping, but nobody won't let them in, you know?
Right. Exactly. Now, one person I see letting a lot of people in the door as far as locally is, you know, and because I'm in that area, you know, so I hear more is Yo Gotti. You know, a lot, I see him snatching up a lot of cats from Memphis. You know what I mean? You know, and putting them on. You know, so I was like, and I'm from St. Louis, so I'll be like, man, I wish Nelly or somebody did that. You know, snatch some of these cats up. You know, that who you think got it. I mean, because I'm pretty sure it's somebody in our area that sound like what they want to hear right now.
Yeah. I hear you on that. Speaking of that, I like Nelly too. I used to grab my country grandma album all the time.
Now the music industry is like always changing, and I just came up with this question today, so you might or might not have an answer for it. You know, so but what do you see the music industry? What do you think would be different about the music industry, like within the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh man, that is a good question. 5 to 10 years, man. I just hope they. I don't know. I just hope artists just get more opportunities for just to be heard on the radio. You know, they don't play a lot of good music on the radio.
Right.
There's a lot of good music, like back in the day when like pop was rapping. If Dear Mama dropped today, they probably wouldn't play that on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's sad, but because that's the biggest song like ever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You know, but I just wish everybody got that. I hope the business side changes, so there are better people in the industry. Because I know from the outside looking in, they always say bad things are going.
But it just that versatility not in there anymore like it used to be, and they push the other songs more. Like J. Cole might come out with a nice track, you know what I mean, but they not gonna push it like they gonna push a Future track, you know, or a Migos track, you know what I mean, or something like that. They not gonna push those, you know, like as the same, cause the content is positive.
That don't even make sense, really.
Right, I know. Exactly. Sound terrible, don't it? That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
The terrible for the music industry. So, you as an artist, when you hit the stage and everything, and you know you do your performance, what do you want people to remember you when you walk? How do you want people to remember you when you walk off that stage?
Just like who is that? Like, I want to leave people with it, like that. Who is that? Because I judge myself if I were watching somebody else. That's how I do. I think when I make my music too, like I want to put my CD in and be able to hear it. Like I would listen to a J. Cole or you know Kendrick or whatever, whoever I like, you know. But when I get off, so when I go on stage, I'm trying to give you that my heart, my energy, you know, my experience. I want you to know. When I'm spitting these songs, I want you to know that I mean it. You know, I'm not just saying it just because it sounds cool or, you know, like it rhymes or whatever, the beat live, or I don't care. I want you to know, like, this is real, and I want you to feel where I'm coming from so I can leave you with that.
Who are some of the artists that you would want to do a track with? Like I said, everybody always say mainstream. I don't care who it is. It might be somebody that I don't know that's hot. You know, so it don't have to be somebody that I know. You know, it could be anybody.
Man, I want to do a song with Dave Loaf. I got this beat. and everything. I got the song written, everything. I throw on a hook, whatever, for real.
Right.
I think she got a good voice for it, mm-hmm. with the hook. And it wasn't even me just like because I listen to Days Love all the time or nothing. It was just like because like I just feel like she's the right person for it, you know. So I want to do a song with Days Love. Yeah.
And then you got that different style too. I like that. You know, it ain't like everybody else out here. You know.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Might make that connect, man. You never know.
Oh yeah, I just.
Just hound them sometimes. Sometimes they gotta notice you.
Yeah.
So what tracks are you pushing now off the album?
Well, I got this single. It's called "Place Near You." It's kind of a melody driven. You know, like I know, like it'll catch a wave. You know, like it's kind of a radio song. That's why I say like it's my tape is more like an album kind of thing, because you kind of pull the radio type song and throw it out there, which may not be your best song, but it's something right. for the radio, you know.
And now what's it called?
It's called "Place Near You."
Okay, so we can play that. I got that right here on SoundCloud. if you want me to play it, I don't know. You might be kind of
yeah. You
shy.
Can play.
You might be shy. Man.
Nah. play that. Spend that, man, for real.
All right, I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce it for us, man. Then we gonna, you know, come back and finish the interview up. All
right, man. This Kevin Battle, man. This is my new track called "Place Near You," man. Check it out.
I'm just headed to a place near you. And lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. I'm just headed to a place near you. Lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. Oh man, that goes our night again. Disagree for me to plead, cause you say I just might lie again. We fuss, we fight again. Dust it off, let's try again. Try to find ways for us to work, but you say what's the use for trying then? And we got history that we made. Our names, they might as well be engraved up on the front of our frames. Hey, suppose we change the day that we got engaged, the day we quit singing, babe, laughing at little things. Hey, yeah. Not wanna be dishonest on how I feel. Cause there's no doubt in my mind that what we had was real. Just seems as if we didn't think it through, just trying to live. Cause at some point we just ask ourselves, what's left to give? Yeah, and whose fault is it? Does it really matter? Cause you can't really point fingers when the feelings are scattered. But if I screw up, you go and you throw it in my face. If you dying to fix it, I'm with it and headed to your place. I'm just headed to a place near you. And lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. I'm just headed to a place near you. Lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. So what? A lot of girls are at me these days. A lot of boys, they hit your inbox. Insecure is part of the plot. Pick perf, not trying to get cropped. So much for tying these knots. Can't let them break up our spot. So what are we if they cannot be stopped? Girl, how's our relations conveyed? Thought we were on the same team. Are you looking for a trade? You better not be. Cause here, girl, you got it made. I'm faithful, you won't get played. We looking for better days. Don't run from poppy. And I slow it down just to take my time. Whatever I gotta do just for it to work and to keep you mine. Yeah, just stay patient and wait it out and then it be fine. Nah, it ain't perfect, but worth it long as both of us trying. Yeah, and whose fault is it? Does it really matter? Cause you can't really point fingers when the feelings are scattered. But if I screw up, you go and you throw it in my face. If you're down to fix it, I'm with it and headed to your place. I'm just headed to a place near you. And lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. I'm just headed to a place near you. Lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. Baby, I've been seeing change in you. Baby, I've been seeing change in you. I'm just headed to a place near you. And lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. I'm just headed to a place near you. Lately things ain't been the same with you. And baby, I've been seeing change in you. Cause what it is what it ain't with you. Changing you.
Y'all jamming right here on High Hits Radio, A Place Near You by Tevin Battle. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just trying to play another one. Yeah, I like that right there, man. I'm
going
to get
over
here and check out some of your other music going on here. See what you got. See if you got some flow like that one on there on all of them. Hold on, let me get this volume up here on here. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Yeah, so you say, yo, what was the release date of the album once again?
End of next week.
Okay. All right, cool. And you have websites or social networks that people could check you out?
Man, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, everything, Tevin Battle.
All right, cool. Yeah, let me see that SoundCloud, make sure. Yeah, Tevin Battle. I'll be trying to make sure. Yeah, okay, Tevin Battle. Yeah, sometimes, you know, they be putting a one right there and all of that. I'm just making sure it's right. So, yeah, it's Tevin Battle. TEVINBATTLE, just like it's spelled, y'all. Just like it's spelled. I'm sorry, just like it's, I'm saying it. I'm sorry. But yeah, any special shout outs or anything you want to give, you know, before the you know, because I know you got some stuff to do, man.
Oh, man. Shout out to my mom. My last interview, I didn't say that. I just shout out to my family. I want specifically her. She be working hard, so. And, you know, soon, we ain't gonna have to worry about her. She ain't gonna have to worry about her. So we're gonna take care of that. But I just want to shout out my mom. She's like my biggest inspiration, you know. So she was always tough on me. So shout out my dad, too. So he was tough on me, too. So I'm both my parents.
Cool.
And my
mom.
Yeah, and just all my supporters and all my new fans after this. And, you know, just keep pushing and spread the word for me. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, cool. Y'all jamming on High Hits Radio, Tevin Battle right here. Be sure y'all check him out. Tevin Battle on Facebook, Twitter, everything. Just Google Tevin Battle. Y'all find him. And y'all know I posted on my page. Post his music on my page. Y'all jamming High Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All you too, man. You too.
Have a good weekend, man. It's coming up. It's coming up.
All right. All right. You too, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, man. Y'all jamming right here live on High Hits Radio. That was Tevin Battle. Make sure y'all check him out. Tevin Battle on Facebook, Tevin Battle on Twitter, SoundCloud, Tevin Battle. I like that track that he had me play on the radio show. I like music that's real. I like, you know, that talk about something that I might have been through, you know. But y'all jamming High Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. Up next, we got Yak Boy Fresh right here on High Hits Radio.
We been about that life, we been about that chatter. I'm go, got it ratchet, and I'm stoned like Rosetta. I'm on that loud pack, roll it up and smoke. Big, big, big boy shit. Roll up and smoke, roll up and smoke. We big and high.
about that chatter. I'm go go gadget ratchet and I'm stoned like Rosetta. I'm on it. Loud pack, roll it up and smoke. Big, big, big boy shit.
I'm go go gadget ratchet and I'm stoned like Rosetta. I'm on it. Loud pack, loud pack.